For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Now, when it comes to investing, when it comes to before you even think about or consider investing your money, there's one skill you got to master first. And this is the skill that every successful, every wealthy person has already mastered in their life. And if you don't master this, then forget about investing money, okay? And that one core skill, and this is important for me to cover, you might already know what it is. It's money management. Money management. You got to first learn how to manage the money that you already have before you're able to manage more money and make more money. You see, if right now you don't know how to manage the current finances that you have right now, whether that's $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month that you bring in, or maybe it's $5,000 a month, or maybe it's $10,000 a month, if you don't know how to manage that already, then you're not going to be able to manage $1 million. Or $10 million or more than that. And that's why a lot of people that win the lottery, you can, you know, be given all this money, but if you don't know how to manage it, if you don't have the right mindset when it comes to money, then that's why a lot of lottery winners end up losing the money, and in a lot of cases end up getting in a lot of debt. And I always kind of think about it the same way too, that it kind of goes with fitness as well. You know, let's say that, for example, you're obese. Maybe you weigh 300 pounds. And then maybe you get the idea, you know what, I'm going to go and get liposuction. And I go to the doctor and I end up getting 100 pounds lipoed or 150 pounds lipoed. And all of a sudden you take someone who's 300 pounds that went in for a surgery and they got removed 150 pounds. Now they're 150 pounds. Now the challenge with that is, if that person just goes in to get liposuction or whatever that might be, to remove the fat, the same way someone might win the lottery, be given a lot of money, if you don't change your mindset and your habits, then it's almost a guarantee that you're going to gain the weight back. If you don't change your habits and your mindset around money, you could be given $1 million, but if your habits and your mindset's always been in debt, you'll find a way to get back there. Because not unless you change the habits, you know, you can remove the fat, but if you keep eating junk food, if you keep making poor eating choices, if you still don't exercise and move your body, then it's just a matter of time before you're going to gain the fat back. So oftentimes people don't understand, it's learning how to manage and the mindset, the habits that you have to establish first that are going to help prepare you for financial abundance in your life. Okay, so that's why you always got to start here with money management. Manage the current amount that you have right now. And the truth is, it's not really even about the amount, it's about the habit of it. Okay, getting in the consistent habit of managing your money, knowing how to allocate it, knowing how to keep a budget, knowing how to make smart choices with your money. Those are the skills you have to master first and foremost that will allow you then to invest and get further ahead in your life. Now, when it comes to money management, I'll share with you guys a simple formula or strategy that I learned from T. Harv Eker. And T. Harv Eker is the author of Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. He's got a great seminar that I went to many years ago. And this is a good, simple formula that's fairly basic. And what I often recommend for people that are just starting out that they can follow. And then as you make more money, you get better at managing money, you can then kind of create your own little formula of how you want to allocate your finances. But this is what I started with when I remember I was in credit card debt and I was learning how to manage my finances. And this model really helped me out a lot, okay? So this is how it works. You're going to break down the money that you make and your expenses into a few different categories. First here is necessities. What you're going to do is you're going to have 55% of the money that you make go towards necessities. Now, what are necessities? Necessities are your rent. Maybe it's your phone bill. Maybe it's your internet. Maybe it's your gym membership. Maybe it's, the hydro and, the bus pass that you got, or the gas or car payments, etc. Okay? 55% of what you make should be going towards that. Your just overall necessities of what it requires for you to just live your life. Okay? Now, the challenge here is that a lot of people already got this wrong, where they're spending 100% or 90% of the money that they make is going towards their necessities. That's called living paycheck to paycheck. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, all the money that you make just goes into supporting your existing lifestyle. The challenge with that is that you're not going to have money left over to invest, to save, to do some of the other things I'm going to share with you. So really making sure that you either have to cut down your current necessity lifestyle into something that kind of fits within this, or you find ways that you can make more money. But it's going to be challenging for you to make more money if you're not having the excess money as well to be able to invest and be able to make more money with. Okay? So this requires discipline to try to bring down your lifestyle expenses so that you have more money that you could then use to invest. So necessities would be 55%. Next here we have long-term savings, okay, 10%. You got to make sure, as your parents taught you, I'm sure, when you were young, to save your money, okay? You got to make sure you put money aside. Now, what I often recommend that someone does, and this is just basic financial advice that I learned from, way back, a lot of the money management books that I used to read, when it comes to saving your money, you want to make sure you have at least 6 months, okay, 6 months of your income or expenses put aside in a savings account that is just an emergency fund, okay? Just an emergency fund, okay? So I'll explain why that is. So for example, if you make, $2,000 a month, let's say, okay, then what you'd want to make sure is that you put aside, at least $12,000 that you put aside just for a rainy day. And the reason why this is important, guys, is that you never know what's going to happen in life. You never know things are going to happen that are outside of your control. Right now, as I'm filming this right now, there's some challenges that are going on in the world. There's challenges that are happening right now in Houston, Texas, where, they had the Hurricane Harvey, and a lot of people, their businesses have been shut down. The economy is suffering there right now because it's all been flooded. People have to evacuate. And there's going to be situations in your life where there will be emergencies, okay? And I pray to God that never happens to any of us, but there will be times where I'm sure there will be situations where you're going to have to make sure that you have money put aside to be able to cope with that. It might be, for example, even you losing your job, or maybe something happening to the business, or something happening with the economy. Maybe it's a recession that takes place. Well, if you're not prepared for that, then those are stresses in life that can really destroy you, that can get you in debt, that can get you bankrupt. And for me, I'm all about being proactive. We want to make sure we avoid those situations from ever happening. The way we do that is we prepare for it, okay? That's why I encourage you to make sure you at least have 6 months of your income put aside, savings account. You never touch that money, not unless it's for an emergency, okay? So that money is not being used to buy a house, to buy a car, for the next vacation. It's not used for that, okay? It's only used if there's an emergency, like you lose your job, something happens to your business, something happens in the world, who knows what could happen, but you have that money put aside that you could then depend upon If you lose your job, you know, you can live off that money for 6 months before you can, you know, maybe get another job to be able to replace that, okay? So long-term savings, that's what I recommend for at least 6 months having that. At that point, once you've accumulated a certain amount of savings, it doesn't really make that much more sense to continue saving a lot more money and just have it sit there, because then you have excess capital that is not getting you much of a return. Now, if you have money just in a savings account, you're going to get a little bit of interest on that, but you're not going to be able to leverage that money as much. You know, you're going to get a very low interest rate compared to what you can do with that money. And so that's why also you want to make sure that you have another category where you allocate your money. And that would be financial freedom. Okay, financial freedom. This is 10% of your income that you're going to put aside for investing in your future, okay? For investing to make more money, investing in your financial freedom. And I'm going to spend time going into this here today, okay? There's actually a few different options that I recommend. There's three primary investment vehicles that I think are the best for creating financial freedom and wealth. But there's many others, and I'll touch on those the best way I can today. So financial freedom, 10%. Other categories would be education, okay? Education, 10%. And this is also a very important one, because the best investment you're ever going to make in your life, also according to Warren Buffett, greatest investor of all time, is an investment in yourself, okay? So your education is you investing in you. It's investing in books. It's investing in courses like the one that you guys are a part of right now. It's investing in seminars. It's investing in coaches and consultants and things that can help you grow in your life. But also, you know, even investing in your own financial education. Maybe it's learning about real estate, or maybe it's learning about stocks, or maybe it's getting the expert advice that you need and investing in that education. Because if you don't have that, then you're not going to know what to do with the money. You're not going to know how to invest it properly. You're not going to know how to utilize these things. And so making sure you put money aside for your own education, I can't stress that enough. That's been one of the most important things that I've done since an early age of my life. Okay, so next up, we have an area of life that I know all you guys enjoy, which is fun, okay? You got to be having fun in your life. Fun is things like the vacation that you want to go on, travel. Maybe it's, you know, going on fun experiences. Maybe it's going to the movies, and maybe it's, you know, maybe it's buying, you know, nice clothes, you know, where you want to treat yourself and enjoy your life a little bit more. Okay, you'd put 10% of your money towards that. And then the last area is giving, okay? And giving is about 5%, you know, putting money aside that you could then donate, you can contribute to the world in a meaningful way. And that might be through charities or different things that you might want to be a part of. But this is an important one, because what it does is it teaches and trains your mind to be and live in a state of abundance, okay? When you're giving away money, even though it's kind of counterintuitive, you're giving away money, what it does is it teaches you that there's more than enough. And you live in a state of abundance, less in scarcity around money, and it makes you feel good. It makes you happy. It's one of the keys to having fulfillment in your life. So I believe contributing is key. Now, this is kind of a basic formula that you can follow. And this is what I followed for years. However, you can modify it if you'd like, okay? And I personally modified it now to the point that I'm at today. But for myself personally, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to put more into my financial freedom. So I cut down my fun, to be honest with you. There's times in my life where, you know, I wasn't having a lot of fun. I was just trying to get out of debt. I was spending my evenings, my weekends, you know, working on my online business. And I didn't have a lot of fun, you know. So I decided, hey, I'm going to get further ahead the more money I can put into financial freedom. You know, or maybe, you know, it's cutting out, you know, some necessities and things like that that don't really affect your life as much. And so you can kind of tailor it a certain way to modify it. But the key thing here is the financial freedom one, because this is what's going to allow you to create the financial freedom that you want. Okay? The more money that you can put aside to this, the faster you're going to be able to go. And for me right now, if I were to be totally honest with my income and my lifestyle right now, I would say probably 80% of my income goes into financial freedom, you know, because for me, I've even though I enjoy a great lifestyle, I've been very hesitant to upgrade my lifestyle to match the amount of money that I make. Because for me, even though I live in a great penthouse and I've got a nice car and I travel and get to do what I want, I still want to make sure that I can put as much possible into my financial freedom, because I'm always thinking long term. Okay, I'm thinking long term, the life that I really want to be able to create. And so having as much that you can put into the financial freedom is going to help you get there a lot faster. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.